put some pressure on Peter then.
Listen, I think, you know, in terms of where you are, and I said to the players, you know, just prior to the game, you know, the run that the boys have been on, you know, was it October, November, whatever it may be, is absolutely incredible, and they've created an identity for themselves there, you know, and that identity is they're winners. You know, and there's two things that winners do, and that's they win football games, and then the second thing is that they're always wanting to go out there and improve and to try and be better than they were the week before or every training session. It's a great group, so it is. So I'm absolutely, you know, delighted in terms of the second half performance, the result, the clean sheet in that again. Delighted to get some players minutes that are needed, because if we've got to go through the route of the playoffs, then you know, we want to go in with a full clean of health. So we're doing guys that are up to game speed. But football's funny, you know, there's 180 minutes still to be played. You know, the trophies, the championships, they're not giving out in game 34, or no, unless you're a bro 30 in game 33. You know, you've got to sometimes fight all the way to the wire. And that is something that we'll certainly do. We'll look after ourselves and continue to try and improve and to make even today even better than what it was. And as I say, the staff have been absolutely terrific. So they are, you know, everybody, all standing. I think the players, you know, get the credit that they thoroughly deserve, because you're nothing without them. You know, and then you stand out there. But I've got to give a big mention to the backroom staff that I've got. They're absolutely incredible in terms of everything that they fling and how they prepare for, you know, the demands that we put upon them to play for prepare for each game. They've been absolutely top drawer, and sometimes I think they're the unsung heroes, you know. They're very much important, all that. So it's a happy dressing room, you know. We're delighted in terms of the intensity that we played more in the second half. I thought at times in the first half it was a wee bit pedestrian. It was a scorching day, and thought the referee managed the game well, even with the water breaks. Fantastic intelligence there. And as I said, I didn't really think. I thought the goal, as early as we got it, I thought it maybe have kicked us on. Didn't really happen in terms of it just became a game of possession for us. You know, I think you're always vulnerable. I think we overdone it at times at the back when they started to lock on. But then we started to mix it again in the second half when we got them in at half time and tweaked one or two wee things, you know, they performed. And that's what good players do.
Five different scorers as well.
Well, there's a stat I didn't know today. And if you told me, I know Rank's got one, I know McStay got the other, Goody, Barry and Rumsby.
Rumsby,
fantastic. And what I love about that, they're all chipping in with different types of goals, you know. Big influence. You know, you get an experienced player like John Rankin today, and that's why I had to actually even tweak it in the first half a wee bit, just to try and even conserve John. And he's got great energy, but just to try and preserve him, you know, in terms of he always wants to run forward, and I had to control him a wee bit, putting him back in the central and just controlled it just to save his legs, because he's that honest. But he's been absolutely a revelation for us, so he has. And he doesn't look like easing up. You know, he's been a pleasure to work with, a great pro and a great ambassador for my dressing room.
A fantastic turnout from the fans today, and obviously gave you backing for the football night.
They were great. I thought, you know, right throughout there, and the numbers that they came out, right, the first whistle. And they're great. Another great journey. You can see what it means to the connection that everybody has at the football club. You can see in the way, and particularly the second half, scoring four fantastic goals, and the way that they celebrate, you know, with that, with the fans down there. So it's becoming a ritual, you know, that corner of the celebrations. Long may it continue. You know, I've went on about my staff and that there. The fans, again, unsung heroes, have been absolutely wonderful this year. So let's see where the next couple of games takes us, and let's keep continuing enjoying the journey.